This is your wake up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned it.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Thursday.
Yes, it's Thursday. Weekend's almost here.
Weekend is almost here. I'm going to see the fight this weekend. I'm going to see my man Triple G fight Danny Jacobs at Madison Square Garden this weekend. Drop one of Clues Bombs for both of those individuals.
Gotta be exciting.
Should be a good fight. Contrary to people's popular belief, I know some people are even betting on Danny Jacobs.
So you think Triple G's gonna win?
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest with you.
That's the popular opinion.
Right.
Popular opinion is definitely Triple G.
And shout to our guy G-Spin. Yesterday was his last day here.
That's 1G.
Yes, 1G.
1G.
He had a dinner last night. Well, not even a dinner, like a get-together.
There was a little get-together, and then we went to dinner. I missed the get-together, but I made it to the dinner.
I'm actually taking G to the fight this
weekend.
That's
dope.
Yes.
That's dope.
I didn't go to the dinner last night.
Yeah, I missed the dinner and the get-together.
Because you know I don't like talking to I don't like talking to Negroes after 5 p.m., even though G-Spin is white. No. He's off-white. He's actually... He got a lot of Negro in him.
That's right.
Off-white.
He's got red hair everything.
He got a black wife. He's a part-time Negro.
He's part-time Negro.
Yeah, he's part-time Negro.
Yeah, so I heard the dinner was very, very nice, and the get-together was very, very nice.
Well, they missed you guys.
Everything G has done. Like I hit them yesterday. I told them, look, I got 5 kids. My nanny was snowed in. Nobody at the house. My wife had them kids 2 days by herself. She wasn't having. She had to get out. So
and then they asked me, did Envy go anywhere else tonight?
No, I didn't go anywhere.
You didn't go anywhere.
Mm-mm.
And if you wonder why G-Spin means so much to us, because there would be no Breakfast Club without G-Spin. G-Spin is the person who absolutely recruited each and every one of us individually and said, this is the squad y'all need to have. And then the other powers to be, like Cadillac Jack and Tom Pullman, they made it happen.
Absolutely.
But we're not going to go to your dinner.
No. He's our guy for life, though. It's not like, you know, that's the last time we ever go to see him. It's not like G-Spin's leaving the country. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm taking him to see the fight this weekend. I don't have to do that.
Everybody sounds really defensive this morning.
Come on. He don't work with us anymore. I don't got to take him to the fight this weekend.
It's okay.
We got to call him.
I got to call him. I can get that ticket to somebody else.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about this travel ban once again. Donald Trump is going on a rant. We'll tell you why he's mad.
Have Snoop Dogg and T.I. and Bow Wow been affected by the travel ban?
Not yet.
Them Negroes going to get deported. They're going to make all of them take an ancestry test, and whatever they come back the most as, they're getting sent back. Because I know Snoop Ethiopian on the low.
What?
They're going to send Snoop back to Ethiopia.
No, he not. All right. And also, if you feel blessed, maybe today's your birthday, maybe you're having a good morning or you had a great night last night, phone lines are wide open. Tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. Front page news is next. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, tonight, the NCAA tournament begins. It actually starts today at noon. So if you haven't got your brackets in, you have a couple of hours to get your brackets done, get them in, and have some fun with it. Now, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yes, so Donald Trump's new travel ban has been blocked, and this is by a federal judge in Hawaii. That is District Court Judge Derek Watson. The new version, according to Derek Watson, suffers from the same problems as the original order. He said it still discriminates against people based on their religion. That's absolutely right.
That's the whole point.
Right. Even Donald Trump said it's just a watered-down version of the original one.
This is the point. I don't want these Muslims here. Okay.
All right, well, here's how Donald Trump responded when he heard about the block.
A judge has just blocked our executive order on travel and refugees coming into our country from certain countries. This ruling makes us look weak. We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court. We're going to win, And regardless, we're going to keep our citizens safe. Believe me.
Donald Trump throws so much different things against the wall, and you just get distracted because you don't know what to focus on.
There's a lot going on with him right now.
If it's Russia, then he distracts you with health care. If it's not health care, then he distracts you with
his tax returns.
If it's not the tax returns, it's back to the travel ban.
Like, his daughter's clothing line.
He's all over the freaking place. How you got time to tweet Snoop Dogg?
Hey, he got all the time in the world. Now, let's talk about these Navy officers.
Right. Now, this is one of the worst scandals, the worst bribery scandals to hit the military in quite some time. Apparently, there were 9 high-ranking U.S. Navy officers that were charged with trading military secrets for sex, luxury travels, and elaborate dinners. So basically, retired Navy Admiral is one of those 9 officers that's charged. Admiral Bruce Lovelace has appeared in federal court. He and others got gifts like a $12,000 dinner in Sydney, Australia, from a ship company owner nicknamed Fat Leonard.
How come they can't trick, but Cardi B can or whoever out there?
Fat Leonard is also accused of sponsoring sex parties for officers of a Navy ship in exchange for the bribes. He was getting some information. Some of that information was classified information.
Why they don't want these people to have fun?
Well, they do. Well, but they don't want you to give classified information
for the government.
What do you call classified information? You lie to a government like, yeah, I know all the UFOs at. And then, like, they're not telling them.
Well, obviously told some stuff that might have turned into something. That's
like,
why they
want. Classified.
It's classified, sir.
Wow.
All right, so the charges against them now are conspiracy, bribery, and obstruction of justice.
Man, all I hear is fun police, man. Let them get their gifts and have their damn fun.
I don't know if we want people to be protecting the country at the same time giving away classified information.
For some bread or for some sex.
They're probably telling people anything.
You don't know. We don't know what they're telling.
Probably not even real. A bunch of alternative facts.
Obviously, if they've been charged, I mean, they were telling something real.
Oh, somebody just hating.
My goodness.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, that's front page news. And also, just lastly, Darrell Revis, all charges were dropped from him. You know, it was an assault case. They said that he assaulted somebody.
Yep.
But all his charges were dropped yesterday.
Drop one of Clue's moms for Darrell Revis, damn it.
Darrell Revis.
Same difference.
No.
The man with his charges dropped.
There you go.
Why is his name Darrell?
That's because his mama named him that. Why's your name Leonard?
My name is Leonard. That's my whole point.
Leonard.
Either Negroes can't pronounce it. Negroes just want to be fancy. That man named Darryl. Bet you talked to his mama.
His name is Darrell.
Bet you talked to his mama. His mama said, I know Darryl. Who's Darrell? I know Darryl.
His name is Darrell. All right. That's front page news. Tell her why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's a mad rapper. Good morning, yo, for real. I'm gonna tell you why I'm mad, for real, man. Hey, yo, my girl keep coming home smelling like Polo Cologne. So, like, that ain't for girls. Like, I know something's going on, for real. Like, I'm heated about that. And now I need y'all to tell me why y'all mad. Why you mad? On The Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, who's this?
This is Leticia.
Hey, Leticia, tell them why you mad, mama.
I'm mad because yesterday I took my kids to the rodeo in Houston.
Okay.
And while we were there, people started running. So, you know, me and my family started running too, and then people said that somebody started shooting. So, they made everybody leave out the rodeo, and come to find out, you know, nobody started shooting. It was just fake reports. But here it is, me and my kids, we got mad tickets left. We wasn't ready to leave, and I'm just.
Well, you say you was at the Universal Circus?
No, the rodeo in Houston. Yeah, I got invited. Shout out to DJ Mr. Rogers. He invites me to the rodeo every time we come out there with the kids.
Did you ever go?
I heard it's dope.
It's better to be safe than sorry, though, baby, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's better to be safe than sorry, but still.
Especially nowadays.
Because, you know, you spend a lot of money at the rodeo, and, you know, you go there for you and your kids to have fun, and for you to, you know, have to leave like that.
But, it's a shame. I mean,
well, just look at it as like a fire drill or a hurricane drill. Every now and then you need those.
God everybody's okay.
Yeah, if a real shooting happens, you and the kids will be prepared. At least y'all know y'all fast.
You should be able to go to the box office and get your money back.
Yeah, okay.
Look at the bright side.
Good luck, mama. Hello, who's this?
Nobody got shot.
Hello?
Hey, why you mad this morning, mama?
Because, it's mad cold, right?
So
yes, it is.
I'm sleeping, and my father wanted to take off the blankets from my feet like it's not cold. And then he's going to wake me up and tell me it's time for school. Mind you, it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
What time do you usually get up for school?
7 o'clock.
Whoa, that's really early.
But you got to get up. You got to do your hair. You got to put makeup on. How old are you?
Maybe he set his clock 2 hours early.
Yeah, it's 16. Says,
well, maybe it's going to take extra time for you to get to school today because of the weather.
Mm-mm, I take taxi every day. So why is he waking me up at 5 o'clock?
You sound maybe a little ungrateful right
now. Yeah, it's 6:20 now. You sound wide awake. Have you had breakfast, boo?
No.
Have you brushed your teeth yet? Have you brushed your teeth yet?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. We'll put some lotion on them ashy feet, because I know when he took that blanket off, that cold weather hit them feet, and them feet got white. So make sure you got some lotion on them feet, okay?
I'll probably go lay back down for an hour.
Have a good day at school. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Sad, bro. What's good, Envy?
What's up, bro? Why you mad this morning?
Hey, I'm mad at Envy, man. My girl got me up. I've been up since damn CIAA trying to find out who this young lady was that called up to do your makeup.
Ashley.
I mean, how can I get in contact with her, man?
You want to get in contact with Ashley?
Yeah, well, I'm confused. What's going on?
No, it's for my girl. Like, she had me up trying to find out who was doing your makeup for CIAA.
Did Ashley do your makeup, Yee?
No, they already had somebody booked.
Oh, okay.
Hey, yo, Solomon, I already pre-ordered the book and everything, bro.
Hey, man, I appreciate that, man.
What's Ashley's Instagram?
Ashley, it's at Ashley Ray. The Ashley Ray. But thank you, man. Okay, the book will be out April 18th. I appreciate that love, brother.
And we won't judge if you get makeup done to yourself, bro.
I think it's for him. You're going to look so good.
Tell him why you blessed. Well, that's tell him why you're mad. But up next, tell him why you're blessed. If you feel blessed, you want to spread some positivity, you want to spread some goodness, maybe it's your birthday, whatever it is, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
Okay. Are you blessed and highly favored?
I feel blessed.
Tell the congregation at 800-585-1051.
This is a celebration.
It's The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, this is JR calling from Chesapeake, VA, 212 down, son.
Hey, JR, tell them why you blessed, bro.
Yeah, man, the famous words are 2 Chainz off the Daniel Sun album. If you woke up this morning, my you blessed.
That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
There you go, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. Hello, who's this?
What up, though? This man from Detroit.
What up, though?
Tell him why you blessed, bro.
Man, I've been going through this little visitation custody situation with my kids in Chicago. And my lawyers went to court down there yesterday and got everything we needed.
So you got visitation now?
Yeah.
How
visitation.
Often?
Well, you know, being that I'm in the D, I got to keep driving down there. But I can get them every other weekend. I get them for half of the summer. We alternate holidays. But, you know, that's huge for me because she was basically just going to court saying anything, so I can't get them. So,
there you go.
Man, it's huge.
Congratulations. Yes, kids need their father, man.
Do something for them, man.
Y'all got
me and the wife got we got a little 5-day cruise planned for us. So me and my 3 daughters, the wife, going on the cruise. Man, we're going to do it big.
That's great. I love that.
Y'all got to stop having unprotected sex with women you don't plan to spend the rest of your life with.
But I'm sure he didn't mean that. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy, tell them why you blessed.
I'm blessed because last night I was watching the Khalil Browder, you know,
me
documentary.
Too.
The Khalil Browder documentary on Spike.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just blessed because, you know, I'm just having my freedom, man. You know, they did that kid so wrong, man. You know, RIP to him, he ended up committing suicide.
Absolutely.
It's a powerful documentary, man. I think everyone should watch it.
Absolutely.
I say that every time I watch that documentary because it's even better than Beyond Scared Straight. Because if you look at that and you look at the conditions of jail, you will walk the straight and narrow. Now, mind you, Khalif didn't do anything to be in that situation.
Yeah.
So, therefore, if Khalif didn't even do anything to be in that situation, imagine all these idiots out there that's really taking penitentiary chances.
No, you're right.
Y'all better learn from the mistakes of others.
And it's scary. I'm sitting there watching that documentary, and, you know, his life changed around. They dropped him into a place, and now you got to defend yourself.
Lord
have
mercy.
But you can't defend yourself because there's gangs. You don't want to be part of a gang, so you get jumped and beat up every day. And then if you look too soft, you get jumped and beat up every day. But then if you're too tough, you get jumped and beat up every day. So what do you do?
And I respect him for not wanting to plead guilty, especially if he felt like he was innocent.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something, bro.
I'd have pleaded guilty.
But that's why all these people end up having criminal records because they end up pleading guilty to things they didn't do because they don't want to have to go through what somebody like Khalif Browder went through.
How you plead to a lesser charge?
Right. Yeah, but still, if you didn't do anything...
Hey, man, sometimes you just want to get out that system, man. You just want to get things behind you. That's just the truth to the matter.
That's the truth.
It's a tough decision.
I was in VA, and it was either plead to a lesser charge or try to take it to court and take it to trial.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do? I'm going to plead to a lesser charge so I ain't got to deal with it no more. Misdemeanor, I'm out of here.
I'm not playing with them white people.
I'm not going to nobody's jail, especially in Virginia, Commonwealth State. Tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, we are going to talk about Meek Mill. I don't know what happened, but they said something happened in the airport, some type of assault. So we'll give you an update and we'll tell you how he has responded to that. Also, let's talk about this beef with Donald Trump. Now, some other artists have jumped into the midst of the beef with Snoop, and Donald Trump will tell you what they're saying.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the room. Let's talk Meek Mill.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, apparently, Meek Mill was headed to Miami. He was at the airport in St. Louis, and he has been charged with assault. That is because an airport employee who admittedly was asking for a picture threw some shade at Meek Mill, and then, according to these employees, Meek Mill then attacked, okay?
Meek should be used to shade by now. He's been getting about 2 years of shade at this point, right?
Now, Meek Mill is on probation for a weapons and drug conviction, so this could be a violation of that. Mm-hmm. Meek Mill, the airport police were called, and Meek Mill, along with two airport employees, were charged with misdemeanor assault. They were given a summons. They have to go to court. Now, here is what the employees had to say about the incident.
I was like, what's up, Meek? Can I get a pic? He was like, nah. And then I was just like, I just sell my opinion about rappers. Why y'all do us like that? And we the fans. Why y'all don't show us love? You too good to speak? And I guess some dude in this group got mad. Like, you a bitch. I would call them a bitch back. Then today, when they came, they knew who I was. So his two dudes walked up on me and was like, you still trying to fight me? And I was scared. I'm at work, so I'm just defending myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I know he's finna punch me. So I swung first, you know?
Did Meek attack you as well, or was it just...
All of them.
Hey, man, Meek fed up. Meek tired of being the butt of y'all jokes. He can't walk through airports without people quoting lines from back to back. Oh, shoot, look at Twitter fingers. Yo, Meek, where you going? You on a world tour or your girls tour?
These employees say that their badges were taken from them and they believe that they're fired now.
Meek going through the airport,
they probably
like,
are.
People like, pick a side.
He just told himself. Nikki to him. That's why you shouldn't talk to anybody. You just said, yeah, they came up to me.
TMZ?
I swung first. Okay, that means Meek defended himself.
But he did say that he was threatened before, prior. So he felt like when they came back
second
time.
No, he said they were going back and forth arguing.
No, that was, he talked about two separate situations.
Right. He didn't say they didn't threaten him.
He said the first time they came through, his man called him a bitch.
He said, I called him a bitch back.
Yes, and he said the second time when the dude walked up on him, the dude specifically said to him, y'all still trying to fight. So therefore, he felt like his life was in danger, so he swung first. Okay,
but usually if somebody swings first, you are defending yourself.
You're defending
yourself.
Absolutely.
You're
defending
first, so right. regardless of words.
So he swung first.
But you walked up on me and said, y'all still trying to fight after we had a prior
situation? That's his word versus your word.
All right, now let's continue on. Now, Meek Mill, in the meantime, has posted a picture on Instagram. Locked in the slammer, nope, popped up in Miami. So it looks like he's very comfortable, relaxing, watching the show Star from...
Leave Meek alone, man. Meek done had a couple of years of shade, okay? Can Meek get a clean slate now? Can he? Can Meek get a clean slate?
He tried.
Which is crazy because really all it is they wanted a picture, right? And then they got a little snarky because they couldn't get a picture. There was some shade thrown. It's like if somebody tells you you can't have a picture, just let it go. You're also working in the airport at that time.
So and I'm sure.
Maybe you shouldn't even be doing that while you're on the clock.
I'm sure Meek gets antagonized. I'm sure he's like Meek Minaj. You know what I'm saying? People humming Nicki Minaj records.
Absolutely.
Pick a side.
All right, now let's talk about Snoop and some issues with Snoop that we've been following. All of this is because Snoop released that video of him shooting down a clown that was dressed as President Trump. And President Trump, of course, has taken offense to that. President Trump tweeted out, can you imagine what the outcry would be if Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired the gun at President Obama? Jail time. That's what he tweeted. Well, some people have responded to those tweets in defense of Snoop Dogg. Now, Bow Wow tweeted out. I don't know if this helps anybody's case.
Bow Wow never helps anybody.
Hey, yo, at Real this? Donald Trump, shut your punk ass up talking ish about my uncle Snoop Dogg before we pimp your wife and make her work for us.
Bow Wow, let me tell you a silly ass something, right?
We're a little too far.
But let me tell you something.
What does Melania have to do with this?
First of all, it's not just Melania. That's the first lady. Y'all have to start respecting these people's positions. Number one, he's not just talking about getting his wife and pimping her out. The white conservatives, he threatened to kidnap her and put her in a human trafficking ring.
All right, well, T.I. also responded, and T.I. said, as Snoop Dogg is a effing legend, you effing tangerine tan muskrat scrotum skin lace front possum fur wig wearing alternative face atomic dog diarrhea face ass man.
Now, what T.I. did wasn't bad, and I'm going to tell you why. That's just name calling.
Right.
Leave our legends names out your effing old ass puppy piss smelling ass mouth and continue to focus on dividing minorities, building barriers, alienating immigrants, and effing this country up like you've been doing.
Nothing wrong with that. That's just name calling and opinion. But Snoop and Bow Wow are threatening the president, and y'all got to be smarter than that and realize that this is the president of the United States of America. Yes, he's a clown. Yes, he's the celebrity in chief. Speak out against him, but be aware when you're making these threats and insinuating killing him and pimping out his wife, you're doing this to the president and first lady. And I don't know if y'all know,
But threatening the president of the United States of America is a Class E felony.
All right, now let's discuss what Common said.
It's against the law.
It is against the law.
Now here's what Common had to say in response to all of this.
Hip-hop always been about, you know, freedom of expression. That's one of the most powerful things. Hip-hop has been like a voice for so many people. If you go think about the days of Public Enemy and you fast forward to Kendrick Lamar, like hip-hop artists have always been speaking up and saying what they feel. And like, if it's a president they don't like, if it's a politician they don't like. I was just listening to KRS and he was talking about Clarence Thomas back then. It was like, if you didn't like what was going on, you speak up. And that's, right. You know, that's... We're entitled to do that as people.
Yes,
there,
we are.
Is there a line, though?
Listen, speaking out and speaking up against the president is one thing. Threatening the president, insinuating you're going to kill him is another. That is a felony, okay? The offense is punishable by up to 5 years in prison.
Right.
And $250,000 fine.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
You got to be smart. Nobody give a damn about no Clarence Thomas. He black. He ain't the president.
we'll talk about it more next hour. But now we got front page news. What are we talking about front page news?
We are going to talk about, as T.I. addressed him, the tangerine tan muskrat scrotum skin lace front possum fur wig wearing alternative fact atomic dog diarrhea face ass man Donald Trump.
Try to put a clues bomb for Clifford Harris, man. That man vocabulary is amazing. Okay.
Scrotum skin face.
All right, we'll
That's
get into
awful.
That when we come
His
back.
His face is like a scrotum.
It's accurate. Every white man over 60 looks like a
Don't say that.
They know they age terribly.
No.
They don't say that. They all look like testicles past 60.
Don't say that. This guy's a jerk. Front page news when we come back is The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, today, the NCAA tournament begins at noon, so definitely get your brackets in. You got a couple of hours to get that done.
That's right. I'm rooting for UCLA because I like that LeVar Ball guy, and I don't care what y'all say. Y'all be getting mad at LeVar Ball just because he be out here speaking his mind. We all should want our kids to get $1 billion doing something. Okay? Mm-hmm. And what old black father you know gonna admit to getting beat by another man? Yes, he can beat Michael Jordan one-on-one in his mind. Okay? Let that man believe that if he wants to believe it.
Okay. And also, Darrell Revis, all charges have been dropped. You know, he was facing assault charges. They all been dropped. He's good money.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Darrell.
His name is Darrell.
That man named Darrell.
Darrell!
Darrell Revis.
Darrell!
Salute to Darrell, man. Good job. Glad you got your charges dropped, Darrell.
Now, let's talk about Donald Trump.
Yes, Donald Trump, his new travel ban that he was trying to get passed has been blocked, and that is by a district court judge, Derek Watson, in Hawaii. They said that new version is still the same problem as the original one that was blocked. It still discriminates against people based on their religion. All right, here is how Donald Trump responded to that news.
A judge has just blocked our executive order on travel and refugees coming into our country from certain countries. This ruling makes us look weak. We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court. We're going to win, and regardless, we're going to keep our citizens safe. Believe me.
Regardless, we are going to discriminate against these Muslims. It's going to happen. Okay, you can't stop the wrath of my discrimination.
He has a lot going on right now.
Now, also, let's talk about these Navy officers.
All right, well, there are 9 Navy officers who are being charged in a bribery scandal. Apparently, they were taking bribes from a ship company owner named Fat Leonard, who was sponsoring sex parties, giving them all kinds of gifts in exchange for classified information.
That's a hell of a pimp name, Fat Leonard.
Now, the charges leveled against the 9 of them are conspiracy, bribery, and obstruction of justice.
So what were they doing now?
They were taking all kinds of gifts, and they were giving classified information. So they were getting sex parties, they were getting expensive bottles of wine, $12,000 dinners, all kinds of things, all because they were giving up some info.
What do we call classified information? Like, what kind of information would
classified, I don't know.
But what would Fat Leonard want? what kind of
maybe he was selling some information. We don't know.
Fat Leonard. No.
My goodness.
I don't have no problem with the Navy people having some fun.
But not giving out classified information.
It might have been some BS. Like, look, yes, there's mermaids out here.
I'm sure it wasn't BS.
We captured a couple.
They wouldn't be in trouble for mermaids.
We captured a couple out here in this water, yes. Mm-hmm. You want to see a couple pictures of the mermaids we got? Hey,
no.
Show them a couple pictures of mermaids and get some poom-poom.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, we were just talking in the room is about some things that Bow Wow, T.I., and even Snoop did concerning Donald
Trump. And Common commented as well.
in common as well. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Is Snoop and Bow Wow wrong for the things that they did against
Donald
Trump?
Well, you
got to
tell the people what they did. For some people, they may just be joining us.
So what did they do? You want to explain to the people what Bow Wow said?
Well, Snoop was doing a video, and in the video for the song Lavender, he is pointing a confetti gun at a Donald Trump character who's a clown version of Donald Trump.
Right.
Okay, so in response to that, Donald Trump has said that this was disgraceful. He said, can you imagine the outcry if Snoop Dogg, failing career and all, had aimed and fired the gun at President Obama? Jail time. And that is when T.I. and Bow Wow responded. Bow Wow said, real Donald Trump, shut your punk ass up talking ish about my Uncle Snoop before we pimp your wife and make her work for us.
Bow Wow threatened to kidnap
Melania
and put her in a human trafficking ring. That's how white conservatives take it. Listen, guys, you can say whatever you want about the President of the United States of America, but you can't threaten to harm him. That's it. That is a felony. Like, you can
go to
jail.
Yeah, that wasn't a good defense. I know Snoop was like, no, stop.
Yes, you can go to jail for 5 years. You can get $250,000
Please,
fine.
But
and we've never had a president that's as petty as Donald Trump.
But
do you really need that kind of heat on you?
But, you know, I don't care for Donald Trump, but some of the things that Donald Trump said about people is just as bad. I want to grab about a pussycat. Some of the things that he said was disrespectful to people as well. So what's the difference?
Has he threatened to kill Snoop Dogg yet? Has he threatened to kill Barack Obama yet? Listen, you can't threaten to kill the president.
They can say
I know that it's Donald Trump,
it's
and we
arts.
Look at him as the
it's not Donald Trump. It's a clown portraying a Donald
with
Trump.
With a confetti gun.
Stop acting stupid.
President. But was, it's not.
Now, what if it was a water gun? If it was a water gun.
Come on, man.
Would it be this much?
People can say that's
asking.
Art.
Listen, I understand he's the executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice. I understand he's our celebrity in chief. But at the end of the day, his position is the president of the United States
it
of
is.
America. Threatening the president of the United States of America is a felony.
He didn't actually threaten Donald Trump. He threatened that clown.
He threatened the likeness of Donald Trump.
Right.
Why were you acting stupid?
Because no,
if that was the likeness of Barack Obama, it'd be World War III.
There's ways around it. It's you know, a form of art.
Listen, I'm with you. I feel like in the video, they talk about the deportation of various groups. And I feel like that clown represents that clown idea of deporting everybody.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that toy gun represents killing the idea of that. I understand it. But people don't have that kind of nuance. So for people who don't have that kind of nuance, it looks like he's threatening to kill the likeness of the President of the United States.
But here in America also is freedom of speech, and you're allowed to say what you want to say and how you want to say it.
You can't threaten the President. You can't threaten to kill the President.
He didn't say he wanted to kill him.
He insinuated. Stop it.
A clown.
Man, all right. Y'all making excuses when we should just be encouraging our brothers to do better.
All right,
well,
let's see what you think.
Smarter.
All right, well, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. What do you think about Snoop and Bow Wow? Was it wrong for what they said? I mean, your president has said things about women. He said things about immigrants. He said things about people of religion.
That's fine, but he can do that, I guess.
But he can.
Clearly he can because he's the president. You can't just threaten the president, bro.
Well, let's open up the phone lines. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking Snoop, we're talking Donald Trump and Bow Wow. Just give people a rundown of what we're talking about, Yee.
Yes, well, Snoop has shot a music video. It's called Lavender. And in that video, he is pointing a confetti gun at a clown version of Donald Trump. Some people feel like him doing this is threatening to assassinate the president.
Listen, man, I'm not a fan of Trump or his administration, but I care more about my people than I do for him. I respect artistic freedom, but to act like Trump supporters can't be mad at Snoop for what he did is hypocritical because, yes, if that was Barack Obama, we would be having a fit. Okay, it is what it is. Let the art speak for itself. Donald reacted. He's aware of it. Leave it at that.
Yeah, now, he could be mad.
Yeah,
anybody could be mad.
Grab him by the pussycat.
Absolutely.
Just like we're mad.
But is it a crime is the question.
Yes, it's a crime to threaten the president.
No, they're not wrong for that.
It's a crime to threaten the president. And now what T.I. did wasn't bad. That's name calling. But Bow Wow, silly ass, you cannot talk about taking this man's wife and pimping her out. Okay?
She caught a straight bullet. That was foul.
And by the way, it's not just his wife. It's the first lady. Can you imagine if somebody said that about Michelle Obama? How we would be?
I mean, they said
some pretty nasty things about her.
Exactly. And how was we? Wasn't we upset about that kind of stuff?
But no one got arrested for it.
And by the way, you got to respect Michelle and Barack because they chose to go high when people went low. Donald ain't going to go high. Donald specifically said Snoop would be in jail if it was against Barack Obama. You do know threatening the president of the United States is a Class E felon, right?
Right.
You can get 5 years in prison for that.
For threatening the president's life, yes.
$250,000 fine.
Absolutely.
If Trump wanted to, he can push the issue.
I mean, he could push the issue. I don't think he'd win.
Why not?
Because he didn't say he was going to kill Donald Trump.
It's his likeness. It's his likeness.
It's a clown.
It has to be that you're intentionally threatening.
Hello.
Threatened.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name, bro?
Yeah, this is Lowe. What up?
You know, what do you think about Snoop and Bow Wow's comments and what they said? You think it was wrong?
I mean, it's freedom of speech. I mean, we can say what we want.
No, you can't. I mean, why do y'all keep saying that? You can't threaten the president just like you can't walk into an airport and scream bomb.
Nobody threatened the president.
Like, stop saying it's freedom of speech. It's consequences.
Nobody threatened the president. Hello, who's this?
It's consequences of freedom of speech.
This Chris from Columbia.
We're talking Snoop Dogg and Bow Wow. What do you think?
Man, listen. As much as we can sit here and try to act like privilege in America doesn't exist, you got to think about it. Like my dog Charlamagne was saying, man, like, listen, you can't threaten the president. We're just regular, everyday people. That's the president. As bad as he is, as we don't agree with nothing this man doing or saying, he's still going to put him at a higher power.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, it's just going to look like, okay, well, y'all just some regular people threatening somebody that's ruling the country. You know what I mean? Of course he's a celebrity. Of course he done said things like that and everything. But come on, man. This man trying to build a wall to keep people out of this country. You don't think they're going to protect this man from anybody inside of the country?
Man, listen, they'll give Snoop Dogg an ancestral test and see that he's 36% Ethiopian and send him right over there.
Well, I don't know that Trump is planning to press charges, but I know what Snoop said about the video. And he said that nobody's dealing with the real issue with this effing clown as president. And he said that basically this is just the point of it is the world is clowning around and the concept is right on point with that art direction.
Did you hear what Ted Cruz said? Ted Cruz said we have a really sad history in this country of attempted and successful assassinations, and it's irresponsible for a musician or artist to encourage murdering the president. That's how they are seeing this. That is a felony.
And that's what they're pushing, but I don't think he would get convicted.
Yeah, I don't think so.
All right.
Hello?
Yes.
What's your name, Mama?
Brittany.
Hey, Brittany, what do you think about what Snoop's video and what Bow Wow said?
I don't necessarily think Snoop's video was wrong. Should he have done it? Probably not. However, the whole time President Obama was in office, there were plenty of videos and pictures coming out of people making dolls of him, putting him on nooses, hanging him from gas stations. All that kind of stuff came out.
Did he say
anything about that?
Nope, he had no problem with that.
He had nothing to say about that. He did what he had to do and continue his job.
Right.
It's not Trump's job to just come out here and speak on everything somebody does. But nobody takes Bow Wow serious, though. Nobody even takes his career serious, though.
So listen, what did I tell y'all? I told y'all that the Obamas chose to go high when people went low. Donald Trump is petty, bruh. And if y'all think Khalif Browder was in jail for 3 years for a book bag he ain't even steal, you think they won't take Snoop them and bury them somewhere for threatening the president?
That's not gonna happen to Snoop.
Yeah, boy, y'all must not see the administration. I see that.
No way. Snoop got a little bread, man. Snoop got bread.
What got to do with threatening the president?
Khalif didn't have any money. He couldn't fight.
All right,
he couldn't pay for his bail.
Well, at this point, Donald Trump is not intending to press charges against
Snoop. What's the bail for threatening the president? We don't know. How much? $1 zillion.
But
10% of that, Snoop?
But what it did do was bring a lot of attention to the video and everything.
How's the song? I didn't hear the whole song. How's the song?
The Lavender song.
I heard the song either.
Here it is.
You want to play a little clip of it?
Here's a little clip.
Play a clip of the song. I don't even know who the song by. Who's the song by?
I don't know. Well, 800-585-1051, we're asking, is Snoop and Bow Wow wrong for the comments and things that they said? Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're asking about Snoop Dogg and Bow Wow, the comments that they made against Donald Trump. Charlamagne believes that what?
I just believe that, you know, my brother's got to be smarter and realize that this is the president of the United States of America, and threatening a president is a felony. And yes, Donald Trump is a clown. He's the celebrity in chief. I want you to speak out against him at all times. But be aware, when you're making threats and insinuating killing him and doing things to his wife, just remember you're threatening the first lady and the president, and this is a felony.
Now, Bow Wow went too far.
Bow Wow went too far. Look, Snoop can hide under the guise of art.
Right.
Bow Wow just jumped out the window.
I don't know why he said that.
Like, you know, Bow Wow, I don't need you coming to nobody's defense no more. You messed up with Omarion. Now you're messing up with your Uncle Snoop. Just stick, keep your thoughts to yourself.
According to the law, it is a Class E felony for anyone to knowingly and willfully threaten to take the life of, to kidnap, or to inflict bodily harm upon the President of the United States. That's the law. So they would have to prove.
And it's punishable by up to 5 years in prison, $250,000 maximum fine. You got Mark Rubio, Ted Cruz, two people who ran for president, already saying that you should not be making videos threatening the life of the president.
Bow Wow should erase that tweet.
I don't think that matters, Envy.
Yeah. He should erase that tweet.
It's too late.
Hello, who's this?
This is Donna.
Hey, Donna. What you think about some of the comments Bow Wow said and what Snoop said?
Good morning to y'all first.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think Bow Wow needs to be quiet. I was trying to figure out why Bow Wow was even friending yesterday. I said, did he die? Like, why?
No.
He's about his own business, for one. And he don't mention Pippin because he ain't never been a Pippin day in his life. Sit down, little boy.
Well, see, Bow Wow was coming to defense of his Uncle Snoop. That's why
Bow Wow didn't do it until he saw T.I. did it. He saw all the attention T.I. was getting, and he said, man, I want to be on Shade Room, too.
My goodness. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Ren from Baltimore.
Hey, what do you think about Snoop's comments and Bow Wow's comments?
Yeah, I think Snoop, it's all he did was express himself, but Bow Wow, man, he about to catch that 5 years. He about to catch a fade. One of
these two. Y'all just don't like Bow Wow. That's
you know,
all.
It'd be so messed up. It'd be so messed up if Donald Trump skipped everybody and go get Bow Wow arrested. Wouldn't nobody care?
Now, but you know what? I like Bow Wow, but he just jumped out the window.
He jumped out the window, man. Like, you jumped out the window, bro. Like, if anything, you should have learned from T.I.'s tweet. T.I. was smart. T.I. ain't threatened nobody.
Right.
T.I. ain't threatened harm to nobody. T.I. just went in with words. That's all you had to do, Bow Wow. But no, you want to threaten
Melania at home, minding her business.
Yeah, kidnap the man's first lady and pimp her out.
She's already kidnapped now.
Come on, man.
Being forced to be the first lady.
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
You know who this is, boy. Hail Trump. I love hearing you old contradictory coons dancing on the radio this morning. Just admit that that is wrong, old Snoop Dogg, okay? Snoop Dogg back in the day said he wanted to do a 187 on an undercover cop, but 187 on a president, go get his ass locked up. All right? We're going to get Snoop deported back to Somalia. Ain't Snoop Dogg Somalia? And that little boy, what they call him, Shad?
I don't know.
Shad Moss, he one bad tweet away from getting sent back to Africa.
What?
All right? And being on a commercial with flies on his face, asking for 5 cents a day to take care of him.
All right.
My gosh, that guy. So what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is, man, our people just need to be smarter and realize that this is the President of the United States of America. Yes, he's a clown. Yes, he's the celebrity in chief. Speak out against him. But be aware, when you're making these threats and insinuating killing him and doing things to his wife, just remember you're threatening the first lady and the president, and threatening the President of the United States is a Class E felony. You can get up to 5 years in prison or $250,000 fine. And if you don't think somebody like Donald Trump is petty enough to press that issue, you're out of your damn mind.
Oh, he petty. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's do some positivity. How you feel about that? Let's talk about our guy, Chance the Rapper. We'll tell you about a letter that was written to him because of his pledge to help the Chicago public schools with $1 million.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, we've been talking a lot about what Chance the Rapper has been doing in Chicago. The last thing that he did was he vowed to give $1 million to Chicago public schools for the, you know, they need some help in Chicago, the public schools. Now he's posted an open letter from three students at Lakeview High School, Alex Rojas, Alejandro Cerros, and Annalise Betancourt. The letter says, first and foremost, we as Chicago public school students would like to thank you for the supportive donation to our schools. As we all know, CPS has been struggling financially, and your donation has really given us a push to get where we need to be and possibly motivate others to give back to the community as well. Now, they also talk about other celebrities being encouraged after Chance the Rapper made that $1 million donation, such as Derrick Rose. And they said there's a lot of celebrities that are from Chicago, but you are one of the few that really give back. And then in the letter, the students say in Chicago, a person is shot every 2 hours and 48 minutes. Right. A person is murdered every 14 hours and 27 minutes. And you help stop gun violence in Chicago for 42 hours with the help of your Twitter account and various Chicago radio stations. Even though this was 3 years ago, the fact you had such a tremendous impact on Chicago shows how much the people of the city look up to you.
Drop on a clues bomb for Chance the Rapper, damn it. Salute that young man.
I know he felt great reading a letter like this from the actual students who are going to be affected and who have been affected so far.
That's
from his
does.
Generosity and all the concerts that he does for free in his city and everything.
That's
so,
what it's about.
Hopefully Absolutely. A lot of people follow suit after that. All right, Cardi B, she recently did an interview with Vlad TV, and she talks about doing threesomes, but she doesn't do them because she likes them. She actually doesn't like them. Here's what she said.
I had a threesome a couple of times, but when I do it, it's just only to satisfy my dude, to get cool points with my dude. But I never really enjoy it. I enjoy intimacy. When it's the three thing, it's just like a show. You know, it's just, it's fake, like porn. You're just doing it to look good.
Young Cardi is right. I had a friend come to Uncle Charlotte yesterday asking the same advice because her boyfriend says, you know what, you do everything for me and I love everything you do for me, but I want a threesome. And I'm just like, yo, he just being greedy. Like, do you want to do that? And she was like, no, but I would do it for him.
That's silly.
That's silly. Mm-hmm.
If, don't do anything that you don't want to do.
I totally agree.
All right, Nick Cannon and Birdman.
Yes.
I'm surprised, by the way.
All right, Uncle Charlotte gives great advice.
I thought you'd have been like, you got to do it for him then.
You hated on that man?
I didn't hate on him.
Okay.
All right, Nick Cannon and Birdman are teaming up. They're going to be producing a basketball film. It's going to be kind of like Save the Last Dance meets Love and Basketball. So
I can see that. They both seem very athletic.
It said Nick wrote the treatment and gave the idea to Birdman, so they're also going to, yeah. I guess they said the game is already going to be in it. They're already scouting a location, and they're going to start filming in July.
What's it called? Like, what is it going to be? Like, I don't know. Okay. He says, what? Like, Love and Basketball?
It's like a Love and Basketball meets Save the Last Dance.
I'm not mad at that, though, because I feel like we need some more black love stories. We don't have no black love stories anymore. You know, we had Brown Sugar. We had Love and Basketball. We had Love Jones.
Yeah.
When the last time we had a nice black love story?
The Christmas one.
What's the Christmas one?
I don't remember. This is Christmas
Best Man
2?
Oh,
Best Man 2.
And that wasn't no love story. People was in there dying of cancer and all kind of crazy stuff. That movie was depressing.
That's Whack and Frisco Chuck are going to be funding and acting in the movie as well.
Who is that?
Whack. You know Whack. The
Whack 100?
Yeah.
Games manager.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Hillary Clinton. The word is that she is talking about perhaps running for mayor. Now, there was a small politically connected meeting and a source that was there at the gathering said that she brought up the topic of running and she is seriously considering it. So perhaps she'll be mayor of New York.
She needs to relax. Just chill.
She needs to relax and retire. Yeah. Why?
You can't almost be the president of the United States of
then
America.
Then go to mayor.
Then go be a mayor somewhere.
That don't sound right.
You're almost 70 years old. You got money.
Just
kick
relax.
Your feet up, man.
She should not relax if she feels compelled to try to make a change and make a difference and feels that her voice is needed in this time.
She's done a lot for us.
Well, if she wants to run for mayor, she should run for mayor.
I mean, I'll support.
Right. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that
what
is your rumor report.
And that's crazy. That is crazy.
Like, if she don't win, man.
She'll be our alderman.
Like, now we just looking at you like you a loser. Hell. Like, just
Stop.
Relax.
Like I said, you know, it's all right. All right, well, thank you for those rumors. Shalabang!
Yes.
Who are you giving your donkey to?
A young man named Tyler Ray Price. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. I think that he's trying to normalize what's not normal, or maybe what's not normal is normal to him. I don't know, but we're going to figure it out for after the hour.
Okay, we'll get to that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty
funny.
Charlamagne
the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes! Donkey of the Day for Thursday, March 16th goes to Tyler Ray Price. Now, Tyler is 21 years old of West Virginia. He wants to be a police officer, ladies and gentlemen. I have no problem with that. The man wants to make an honest living by joining the Boys in Blue. Salute to him. But like any job, you have to go apply and interview for it. Now, as a man who has a few charges on his record, I have never lied about those charges. When I get to the have you ever been convicted of a crime and what is it, I just used to tell the truth. I write some of my charges out, not all of them because they wouldn't fit, but, you know, assault and battery with intent to kill, pointing and presenting a firearm, distribution of marijuana, it happens. Because my mentality is, why lie? If it's meant for me to get the job, I'll get the job. Hopefully these people won't judge me for the mistakes in my past and give me a shot. Well, Tyler Ray Price must have had that same mentality because he was very, very honest in his pre-employment interview. Maybe a little too honest. He had a pre-employment interview with the South Charleston Police Department. Now, the only difference between guys like me and guys like Tyler Ray Price is I told potential employers about the crimes I had been arrested and convicted for. Tyler Ray Price just told the police about a crime he hadn't been caught for yet. Let's go to WCHS-TV, ABC 8 for the report.
This was a first for South Charleston police who were stunned that a man who wanted to become a police officer admitted to a crime and had video to back it up.
Police say Price told them that he had sex with a woman after a night of drinking and later admitted that after the encounter was over, he had videoed the victim who appeared to be naked and unconscious. After police talked to the victim, they learned she had no knowledge of the incident or the video.
Price is charged with second-degree sexual assault. If convicted, he could face up to 25 years in prison.
Tyler, my guy. I almost feel like he told the police officers this because he thought it was normal. You know, this kind of behavior has been normalized so much that I don't think he believes he did anything wrong. He went out drinking with a woman. She passed out unconscious. He had sex with her, recorded the woman after sex, and just kept it on his phone, ready to upload to whatever social media site he chose. Mm-mm-mm. Because that's just what 21-year-olds do, right? I want to know how that answer even came about. What was the question that was asked of Tyler that he decided to just volunteer the information that he raped a woman? Because that's what it was. Mm. Let's be clear about it, okay? Because even if he was asked if he ever was arrested or convicted of a crime, he wouldn't answer with that because he wasn't convicted of anything. You really can't script this kind of stuff, people. Mm-mm. Tyler Ray Price went for a job interview to become a cop and left a criminal because he was charged with second-degree sexual assault and, as you just heard, faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Tyler Ray Price the biggest hee-haw, please. Most of you kids don't even realize that, you know, y'all have so much incriminating stuff on y'all phones. I tell you all the time, all you're doing is snitching on yourself 95% of the time, but you won't realize that until somebody with a clear worldview outside of your smartphone gets a hold of your smartphone and puts you in jail for your BS.
Goodness gracious. Well, I'm glad he got arrested for it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Right. The universe has a funny way of working things out.
It does.
You know?
It definitely works.
I really do want to know what the line of questioning was that led to
him. Let me show you this.
Just volunteering that information.
I don't know. Well, thank God. Good police work, I guess.
All right. Easiest police work they've ever done.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for that donkey today. Now, when we come back, ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, maybe you need some advice. Whatever it may be, call her up right now. She'll help you with your problems. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her 800-585-1051. Let's go to the lines. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Rochelle from Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, Rochelle, turn your radio down for me.
I just did.
All right, what's your question for Yee?
I want to ask her about I have a best friend that's been talking to a guy that been trying to talk to me, but they've been communicating more than me and him have.
Wait, so you have a best friend. She talks to a guy, right? Like they're dating.
Well, we was meeting up at the bar, and he was like, me and him have been communicating and corresponding everything. But all of a sudden, like a week before my birthday, they started communicating and hanging out. They're Facebook friends. We're not. I'm trying to figure out, like, I don't understand none of this. Like,
so you were talking to him first. You were talking to him first.
Yes, and she has a live-in boyfriend.
And so now she kind of just went behind your back.
Yeah.
And started talking to this guy, and you don't know what's going on with the two of them.
Exactly.
Best friends don't do stuff like that.
And that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, maybe she doesn't know the code because, like, the way she lived her life is so much different than how I live my life. But I just thought,
how does she live her life?
She's very flirtatious. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is harmless, but you know, I noticed that when we communicate about certain situations, she doesn't understand the girl code.
Mm-hmm. Who looks better?
She kind of foul.
You or her? Who looks better?
Who looks better? She does.
They have it.
Honesty. All right, but did you confront her about this?
No, but I had talked to a couple friends, and they was like, nah, she'll just leave it alone. You don't
honestly, now, this is what I'm confused about. If this is your best friend, why haven't you said something to her if it bothers you?
Because I'm trying to be kind. I don't want to seem like the hating fat friend.
Nah, first of all.
I'm the skinny one. Don't get it twisted.
Now, I think, first of all, your best friend, you should be able to come to her about anything. And not like you beefing with her or hating on her, but just say, I'm confused. Just like you told me you were confused. You need to be like, look, when we first, I was talking to him, and now you've been hanging out with him. You have a live-in boyfriend. What's going on? Are you trying to kick it with him? You know, you need to at least say something to her.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking, but I really...
It's going to just bother you. And then at the end of... if you don't say something, what's going to happen? Like, she'll never know.
Right.
And this guy, too. So you speak to this guy at all anymore?
No. Like, basically, I quit talking to him. But he was still calling her... and him. And matter of fact, one day we left church and went over to her house, and he came over, and I'm looking at her
awkward.
Why is he here? You know what I'm saying? And it just tripped me out. Like, okay. And then he was extra frisky today. Like, we have never kissed or anything. And all of a sudden, he's trying to kiss all on me and all this stuff.
What?
And I'm like,
he thought y'all was going to have a threesome.
No, we were just in there.
That's the best time. Holy Spirit in your penis.
Now, you got to say something to your... You got it at least clear, because maybe there's an explanation that she could offer to you. You don't know what she's going to say, or maybe it's just something that she needs to be made aware of. As a friend, that's what you do.
Because I'm normally the very upfront, controversial
kind. It's not controversy. It's just you expressing yourself, and as your friend, she'll understand that. Plus, you don't want to have to deal with things like this in the future.
Exactly.
All right, so you just have a nice conversation. It ain't no beef or nothing, but you got to let her know that was, you know, that made me feel a certain kind of way.
Watch yourself. Well, thank you.
All right.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do. I want to tell you thank you. My kids say they love you. We listen to you every day.
Oh, the kids here? What's up, kids?
She said, what's up, kids?
All right, guys.
He said he liked y'all's show.
Get them to school. Get them to school.
I'm walking them in now.
Why are you letting your kids listen to Donkey today, though?
Because I am that ignorant parent.
Hey, nothing wrong
there
with that.
There we go.
I'm one of those ignorant parents, too.
Thank you, Mama. Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Call Ye now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're in the middle of Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. Ye, you said line three. There is no line three. Hello, who's this?
What they do, Envy? This is your boy, Wood.
Wood, what's your question for Ye?
Man, check me out, man. My baby mama, my first baby mama, just took my baby away because I just had a new baby with my other girl, 2017. You feel me? And I just want to know, like, why she trying me right now, because right now she want to put me on the restraining order. I had to go to court yesterday. And I'm just like, damn, why she want to be like that? She putting on jit.
What's the restraining order for?
Well, she telling police that I beat her and I wouldn't want to let her leave. But she been with me almost 2-3 years and we never had this problem.
Okay. Back up. So your girl that you have a child with, right, has left you and taken the child away because you had a baby by somebody else.
Yeah, and she knew about the baby. She knew about the baby when she first knew that she was pregnant. You feel me? But now that the baby is born, she just can't take it.
All right, sir. Number one, have you been physical with your child's mother that she had to cause to get a restraining order against you?
No, I haven't.
You never grabbed her, nothing? I mean, just want to make sure.
Listen, why do I need to touch her for? She's been at my house. Her people's kicked her out, and she had to come live with me. You feel me? At my parents' crib.
Do you sympathize with the fact that you had a baby by somebody else and it hurt her?
I do sympathize that fact, but at the same time, you don't got to take away the jit from me and involve the jit. You feel me? If you want to be mad at me, you be mad at me. But you don't take the baby away just like that.
I agree with you that you guys have to figure out how you can get along for the sake of the child, and you definitely should be allowed to be a father to your child. even though she feels betrayed and her feelings are hurt right now. She's not reacting in the best way as far as the child that you guys have together. What might be best for you right now, since she has gone to the police and pressed, got a restraining order against you, and hopefully if you never touched her, you can make sure that that gets dropped. But you do need to go ahead and be proactive yourself to make sure that you have your visitation rights that you need. So what you need to do is get yourself a lawyer, go to court, and make sure you establish that you want to see your child so you can get that visitation worked out. And the courts will look at you better if you are more proactive in going and making sure this gets taken care of instead of waiting for her to handle it.
All right, for sure.
All right. Are you still trying to be with her?
No, because I ain't going to lie. I'm messing with my second one, you feel me? Like, I'm vibing with my second one right now. But at the end of the day, I'm not just going to say, oh, my first one.
Well, you shouldn't. You guys have a kid together. But listen, you have two children. How many kids do you have all together?
I got two. I got a beautiful daughter, and I got a beautiful son.
All right, so you be a good role model for your kids. Make sure that you do whatever you have to do, even though I know it's difficult to be in their lives. But as far as how you treat women, make sure you treat them well because your kids are watching you.
Say like that. Papa was a rolling stone. You feel me?
Okay, you be different then.
Why you talk like you got cars, though?
I don't know.
My first one ride better than my second one, but I'm going to keep my second one because there's too much mileage on the first one. What are you talking about?
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee. You could call at any time. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes. You know, a lot of people's houses have been getting broken into lately in Hollywood, and we'll tell you who is the latest person who is dealing with that very same issue.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Well, Meek Mill was charged with assault, and this was yesterday at the St. Louis International Airport. Apparently, an airport employee wanted to get a picture with him, and I don't know, things just went left from there. There was an altercation, and the two men that were involved in the altercation also say now they believe they've been fired from their job. Their ID cards were taken from them. Here is what they had to say to TMZ.
I was like, what's up, Meek? Can I get a picture? He was like, nah. And then I was just like, I just sell my opinion about rappers. Why y'all do us like that? And we the fans. Why y'all don't show us love? You too good to speak? And I guess some dude in this group got mad. Like, you a bitch. I called him a bitch back. Then today, when they came, they knew who I was. So his two dudes walked up on me and was like, you still trying to fight me? And I was scared. I'm at work, so I'm just defending myself. You know what I'm saying? Because I know he's finna punch me. So I swung first, you know?
Did Meek attack you as well, or was it just...
All of them.
Meek is fed up. Meek has had enough. How many times you gonna run up on the man and call him Twitter fingers and expect him not to snap?
Right. You know what, though? It's whack to say stuff like, you too good to take a picture?
It's whack to say stuff like, oh, where you going, Meek? Huh? On a world tour or your girls tour? Meek fed up, bro.
We don't know that he said that. If he did whatever up, he said, he gotta know that he's a star. He's a celebrity. Some things you just gotta just ignore.
It's a little thing. You walk up on him. I learned the game from William Wesley, Meek. You could never check me. You think Meek is tired of hearing this?
Yeah, Meek got to just send his little stuff. Meek got to send his little men's over there to just two-piece him.
No.
Well, Meek was in his Sprinter in Miami because he was headed to Miami, and he posted right after that incident, locked in the slammer, nope, popped up in Miami. So he's good to go.
Ain't he on probation, though?
Yes, he is on probation for a weapons and drug conviction.
And,
so
and don't he got a real
I don't know if this is a
officer?
Violation. But the guy did say he swung first.
That is true.
The employee
knew that something
was going to happen, so he swung first.
And he never did say Meek actually said anything to him.
He said people.
They asked about Meek, and he said Meek joined in.
He said Meek joined in, but initially it was all Meek boys and this and that. Meek might have joined in just to break it up. Like, yo, everybody chill out. Relax.
Well, they do have a lot of footage, so I guess it was in the airport. Mm-hmm. Whatever happened, it's all on tape.
That's why Meek and his crew need to adopt the old Philly lifestyle and everybody get bids.
All right, Kendall Jenner. Her house has now been robbed for $200,000. She left her house yesterday around noon and she got home at 8. She was home for a little while and then she noticed that when she went into her bedroom after 1 a.m., some of her jewelry was missing. That's when she called the cops. They say there was no sign of forced entry. So far, there's no suspects. But the cops are trying to figure out what's going on.
I don't understand why everybody doesn't have cameras in their house or around
their cameras.
House.
Why does everybody know where everybody live at in L.A.?
That's just L.A.
And Star Maps.
And what neighborhood do they live in that
Hollywood Hills.
Anybody can go through there and break into people's house? Nobody sees suspicious activity?
I don't know. I seen YG's movie that he did, though. After that, I was like, listen, we got to be careful.
Everybody knows where everybody lives. They can, probably, they can find your address quick.
People have parties at their houses. And, you know, they have those star maps where you have the map and you can see where everybody famous person's house is. They probably do tours.
It's probably somebody, a little badass kid in the neighborhood.
All right, Ice Cube is talking about his big three, his three-on-three basketball league, and he is actually giving the date for the tip-off. It's going to be in Brooklyn at the Barclays. Check it out.
This is the big three.
Yeah.
Professional three-on-three basketball. Our first game is right here in New York at the Barclays Center. You know what I mean? June 25th.
So it's going to be some of your favorite NBA superstars, people who don't play in the NBA anymore, but
it's
we're
the
huge.
It's the Wash League. The National Wash Association. That's what it is.
Well, Allen Iverson's in there.
Playing, Charles Oakley's
Rashard Lewis,
playing.
Latrell Sprewell.
Just make sure some of them older players' jerseys ain't tight, man. All right? A lot of them guys have developed stomachs now.
Kenyon Martin's going to be playing. It should be dope.
All right. Method Man is going to be refereeing a battle rap show. It's called Drop the Mic, and it's going to be a new TBS series, Drop the Mic. So it's a spinoff off of the Carpool Karaoke show. It's already a viral digital success. And it's an ongoing segment on the Late Late Show with James Corden. So.
What you mean? I don't get it.
It's a rap battle show. It's called Drop the Mic, and Meth is hosting it. No, they also got, you know, Carpool Karaoke was a segment on a show that went viral.
That's what I'm saying. So what's the show about? They going to battle in cars? Because Carpool Karaoke is them rapping inside of a car, performing inside of a car.
No, I was just saying it's a viral success just like Carpool Karaoke was. It's a spinoff from the show, from the Late Show. All right?
All right.
Get it? Got it?
Got it.
Good. All right. And one last thing. Michael B. Jordan might be starring in the Matrix reboot. Would you guys be here for that?
After he give me
he
a Creed
playing
sequel.
Neo.
Let me get a Creed sequel first.
All right. Well, it's still in the very early stages of development, but it might not be a bad look.
Michael B. Jordan playing Neo. He ain't going to duck no white women, though. All the white women that come at him, he going to embrace them. He ain't going to be ducking none of them, would you, Michael?
All righty. I'm Angela Yee, and that is your
Don't
rumor report.
Don't leave your white girl around Michael B. Jordan. You
what
hear
is
me?
That
why?
To
why? Why?
I ain't true player for real. Okay?
My goodness. All right. Thank you for those rumors, Yee. Now, Revolt, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something at DJ Envy. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.